So Donald Trump's campaign manager just threatened me on social media. I'm not joking. In response to the immunity decision from the Supreme Court this morning, I said on Twitter, according to the Supreme Court, Biden can now send in SEAL Team 6 to take them all out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. He has immunity for official acts now. And I guess the Trump campaign didn't like that very much because Trump's campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, responded to me by saying, expect a visit.
Please! Show me your hands.
Boom! The dildo of consequence strikes again. That's his favorite position, by the way. Right there, Abe. Yep. Dog fucking Democrats over here. Is anybody else highly concerned that your average mid-20-year-old Democrat looks like a fucking chick? Look at this idiot over here. So here's Harry Sissy, and he just threatened Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's campaign manager said, well, expect a visit. And I thought, oh my goodness, are you threatening me? Yeah, we're threatening you with accountability, you fucking pussy. That's how the real world works, right? The Supreme Court said a president is immune if they carry out their executive orders, their presidential duties, their fucking job. By the way, you fucking Democrat douchebags, just like judges and the Senate, all of these people share in that same type of immunity, right? You can't carry out these jobs and then get sued every 2 seconds if something goes sideways if you're carrying out your official capacity, right? Your local judge can't have that. The Supreme Court justice can't have it. Federal judges, how do they all have it, but then not the president, you fucking morons, right? The only thing shocking in the situations is that it was 6-3. I thought it was going to be a little bit closer considering we got a bunch of fucking douchebags on the Supreme Court. But anyway, here's this fucking dipshit and the rest of these commie cocksucking leftards over here screaming, no, the president can't just kill anybody, you fucking morons. In what official capacity would it be for Joe Biden to take out Donald Trump? What official capacity would that be? Huh? We all just watched this dipshit Joe Biden. Even you fucking normies just saw this dipshit Biden, and every single prostitute whore just admitted and acknowledged that Joe Biden's got motherfucking dementia. And now here are all of these commie fuckers screaming that a dude with dementia who's already trying to imprison his main political rival should now just send in SEAL Team 6 and wipe him out. Yeah, that's a threat. That's a threat to the president, you fucking moron. You should expect a visit. And Chris LaCivita isn't going to come see you. Donald Trump's campaign's not going to... How is he this fucking stupid, George? No, you're going to get a visit from the Secret Service because you just threatened to kill the president. You fucking moron. He's always the president, right? Once you're a president, you notice how they get all upset when you say President Trump? Oh, he's not president anymore. Okay, well, then it's just Mr. Obama, right? No, it's President Obama. He's the first gay black president over there, allegedly. It's weird how that works. So anyway, here's this fucking pussy crying over here. And look at his original tweet. According to the Supreme Court, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take them all out. He could send the military to take out Trump. He keeps tweeting about killing Trump. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be held accountable for my actions. Motherfucker, you are going to get the same type of shit that Republicans have been dealing with forever at this point. I shouldn't even say Republicans. Fuck you, Republicans. What MAGA's been dealing with. You lighting off fireworks on January 6th? Joe Biden's IRS is asshole is going to come after you. The FBI is going to come after you. You make a fucking joke meme with a frog on Twitter. The Secret Service hunted down a dude who said he was going to break into the White House, responding to a satirical tweet. Somebody said, hey, fellow insurrectionists, what are we doing? Insurrecting this weekend. And this guy's like, I'm going to break into the White House and snap pictures of Joe Biden shitting himself. The Secret Service harangued that dude, right? Okay, that was a dude joking about breaking into the White. He wasn't buying tickets to D.C. He wasn't taking a bus trip to D.C. He wasn't going anywhere near D.C. And it was clear a joke, right? This guy's saying multiple times that Donald Trump should be taken out. Now you say, according to the Supreme, yeah, but you're still saying Donald Trump should be killed, is what you're saying in your tweet. So, yeah, you should expect a Secret Service visit, you fucking moron. Again, look at this. This is a fucking 22-year-old dude, right? 22-year-old dude. Is anybody else hyper-concerned that 22-year-old biological males look like fucking chicks? Stupid bitch-ass fucking kid over here. And you lefties got me. 22-year-olds aren't kids. But when you act like one, here you go. And so now he runs to X. He goes, oh my God, I can't believe Donald Trump's team's threatening me because his message sucks so bad. His message sucks so bad. At least Donald Trump can get his sucky message out. You're fucking ditch. This one step. Watch out for that step. You're fucking asshole, pedophile, dementia-riddled, cocksucking resident over there. Doesn't know what planet he's on. But this douchebag over here is being paid, so he's going to keep saying real stupid shit. This is the only fucking moron over here saying that Joe Biden did a good job in that debate against Donald Trump. But there you go. That's the entire left-wing reaction today, is that Joe Biden should send the military in to wipe out his... The dude with clear dementia should send in the military to wipe out his presidential rival. You fucking dipshit. Wait till Donald Trump is in office. And then you're going to get... Listen, I don't like these rules. I don't like using the IRS. I don't like weaponizing the DOJ. But the left won't stop doing it until they get a taste of their own fucking medicine. And I didn't change the rules. I didn't change the rules. Obama changed the rules. You guys on the left-hand side changed the rules. So we're just going to hold you accountable to the new rules that you changed. And the process is the point, by the way. The process is the point. So get ready. Asshole, you're going to spend some time in a fucking courtroom or a prison cell, one or the other, you dipshit fucking douchebag. But there you go, left-hand side, frantically calling for the death of their political rival, and then upset that the Secret Service is going to have to knock on your, they have to knock on your door, you fucking moron. But there you go, fucking assholes. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video, support the channel, you want to be kept up to date with 22-year-old fucking men over here shaped like little children and having the brain capacity thereof. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.